It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Carpe diem, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. We are on year 2017, coming into week 16. Joining me as per usual, as you heard at the top of the show, Mr. Old School.
Yo.
It's pretty in-depth there, buddy. It's
what I do.
It's almost like you landed on it.
Yeah.
And our brother to the south, Mr. Heavyset.
We got to give it up for Mr. Old School. He is here 2 weeks in a row, maybe longer, but still.
Well done, Mr. Old School. Way to show up.
Thanks.
Way to commit, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. So let's start. There's no major news in the CFL at this time. There's no causes or nothing going on. It's just Canadian football, Canadian Thanksgiving coming up this weekend.
So what you're saying is there's no major news?
I was just thinking after listening to the episodes we recorded last week, he has not used that forever, and it was glorious.
Glorious. There we go. All right. I mean, there's a bunch of Al's news. First off, Kaepernick has pretty much officially said he's not coming, which sucks ass. I don't know why. Nobody in the NFL apparently wants him at the moment.
Because he's a racist against Canada.
I think that's more discrimination than racism.
Well, whatever. Sounds good.
Bigotry?
Yeah, he's a Canadian bigot. That's what he is.
We were talking about this before recording, and this is how I feel about it. I feel like Colin Kaepernick is the guy in high school complaining about, like, no girl will go with him to the prom, and they all think he's ugly, and he's doing it for sympathy. And then you have, like, maybe mildly attractive woman or high schooler or whatever comes up to him and goes, well, I'll take you to the prom. And he goes, no, I'm waiting for the cheerleader to ask me. So I'm just going to have to pass on this for right now. It's like, dude, if you can go to the CFL and tear it up, maybe a team will bring you back. It's maybe not very likely, but it doesn't seem like any of them want you now.
I'm pretty sure the CFL has the same kind of deal with the NFL where if a certain player's jersey sells more, that player makes more money. I don't know if that's an NFL thing. I know it's a WWE thing. I'm very sure he would sell his jerseys very well in this city. So it's foolish.
But here's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, you know, how many CFL guys did extremely well here and got the attention of the NFL? I know you're going to say Doug Flutie, but, like, who else?
Warren Moon.
Okay.
There's a couple of guys.
Like, is there any that Heavyset would know? I mean, apart from those two, obviously. Jeff Garcia, did he move to the NFL at some point?
Theismann actually played 3 years with the Argonauts.
Okay.
Let's see. We got quarterback Warren Moon, quarterback Joe Theismann, quarterback Joe Flutie, quarterback Jeff Garcia, defensive end Cameron Wake. He ended up playing for the Dolphins. Cornerback Brandon Browner. He played for the Broncos, but he spent some time with the Stampeders. Wide receiver Joe Horn played in 1990. Well, he played with the Memphis Mad Dogs, who were technically a CFL team at the time. Fred Belentnikoff.
So, yeah, 14. I mean, you know.
Oh, no. Ricky Williams, back and forth. NFL, CFL, NFL. Chad Johnson, NFL, CFL, NFL. Some guys have done a stint here and gone back.
Yeah, I mean, it is possible. So I see both sides, you know? Like, the fact he's still in the public eye, and being in the CFL wouldn't hurt. He would keep that interest. But at the same time, you could argue that very few people actually do have that jump. And, you know, he could risk injury. He could risk mediocrity. If he doesn't do well, then it's even worse. So it's like, if you were Kaepernick, would you make the move to the CFL heavy?
Yeah, because if the NFL doesn't seem to want you, there's we had two quarterbacks go down this past week, and neither team signed him, and they're scraping the barrel to get the other players. If they don't want you, don't act like you're better than playing in the CFL.
Yeah.
Fucking go. They'll pay you money. You can become a freaking superstar there. If you're as good as you think you are and say you are, then it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, the CFL is a quarterback's league. Three down league, man. That's a quarterback's league. If you can't succeed in the CFL as a quarterback, you're never going to make it back in the NFL.
Though, I got to ask you, Carp, how would it feel to root for Colin Kaepernick after he pretty much beat your American team in the playoffs, like, or just in games for like a few years straight?
I would swallow my pride. And if he were to bring the Alouettes a Grey Cup, that would shut me up. I mean, you know, he was a good player. Unfortunately, everything that was in front of him after that Super Bowl fell apart. So nothing you could really do there. And then the whole controversy now. So, and he originally, this started with him sitting on the bench to disrespect the flag or whatever the fuck your president put it as. And he apparently received a tweet for, like you said on your show, he received a tweet and he started taking a knee instead, which I understand why these athletes are doing it. As an outsider looking in from another country, I mean, for fuck's sakes, there's still a stanza in your national anthem about slavery that was just, that's just not sung.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Even our athletes are starting to kneel to support their American brothers. Would I kneel? No, but that's me for my flag, and I will respect another country's traditions towards it. So
it's, you know what? Like I was having supper at like a belated birthday dinner with my sister and my niece. My niece brings up a good point, surprised me. She says, you know what? At the end of the day, if you're at your job, do you have the right to start imposing your political beliefs? Like if we went to work and we started, you know, blasting free speech and stuff, we could possibly get fired for, you know, either offending somebody or whatever, starting shit. He's at his job. He's getting paid to do that. Is that the appropriate time to start, you know, imposing your political beliefs on people? Shouldn't you be doing it when you're not playing football?
There's a couple different ways to look at that. Number one, these people don't like ever really clock in. They're technically always on the clock, but they're really, really paid for when the game starts. And guess what? Game hasn't started yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So the second thing is everybody's job's different. Like I get to spend most of my day listening to music and podcasts. A lot of other jobs, people cannot do that. So every job is different. And when it comes down to it, this is their platform. And Colin Kaepernick and every other player out there, they try to use their platform whatever way possible. And that's when everybody's watching and paying attention to them. So, you know, that's where it started. And I actually equate that to when people post their political view on Facebook, because I always hear like, well, I don't care about what these actors or what these athletes think about politics. I'm thinking, I don't give a damn what you say think about politics either. But if I say something to you, you say, well, this is my Facebook. Well, it's the same shit. This is their opportunity. Their employer is fine with it.
Yeah.
The owners are fine with it for now. And the NFL doesn't really have its own management. They have Roger Goodell, but pretty much the NFL is owned by all the owners, all 31 owners and every member of the Packers who own the team. But until they make a rule, which it might come down to that eventually, because the owners, the number one thing they care about is money, the bottom line. And I don't know how much this is affecting sales, but I feel like they have to figure something out, because no matter what, it's going to hurt. If they make a rule saying you can't this, you're going to have that other side going, well, then I'm not going to watch anymore. So they need to figure out a solution. My solution is just get rid of it with the players being out there.
What they got to do is the South Park thing where you have J.J. Abrams remake the anthem. And before he's like, I would like you all to stand, sit, or kneel during the American national anthem.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
See, it was just like Star Wars Episode 7. He remade Episode 4 and we all loved it. So he's just got to remake the anthem in that way. Because South Park. All right. More Alouettes news. The Alouettes pay a visit to the Montreal Children's Hospital. On Monday, October 2nd, the Montreal Alouettes did their yearly tour of Montreal's children's hospitals. Touche, which is our... I said Touche, not Douche. He's our mascot. Cavis Reed, Anthony Calvillo, Patrick Boivin, cheerleaders and players attended the event to share unforgettable moments with the kids and their families. Visits were held at CHU Saint-Justin, Montreal Children's Hospital, and the Shriners Hospital for Children. On the menu, photos, distributions of gifts, autograph sessions, and especially lots and lots of smiles. And you could see all the pictures that were taken with the players and all these sick kids. And you know what? It's always good when an organization does this. I mean, if I were a sick kid, I wouldn't mind the Alouettes hanging out with me, especially cheerleaders.
No, I mean, it's a great PR move. You know, like at the end of the day, it's a win-win for everybody, the kids, the team. It costs them an afternoon out of their time and fucking gas money to bring a bus over there. So it's more teams need to do it. I think most do now, though. Most to do some kind of sick children or raise money or, you know, like we were discussing the whole using your platform for to post your message. What a fucking great message is this? You know what I mean? Like you go to children's hospital and use your celebrity to raise awareness and help kids and stuff. So yeah, it's always a good thing to hear that they're going the extra mile for especially sick kids.
Yep. Also in Alouettes news, five reasons that we, a couple of us from the Trending Topics Network, will be attending the game on Monday, October 9th. That's right. Myself, Mr. Old School, Mixmaster Phil, and Podcaster Charlie are catching the Alouettes game. So I should really look forward to Charlie constantly asking me what's happening and her not understanding the game. Or I'll just put her between, I'll put Old School and Phil between us.
Oh, God. Then you. But if she asks, like, how come they're punting all the time? Like, what's all these fucking punts? And I'll be like, it's three downs. You don't get it.
Why are they hitting each other? Why can't they just slowly touch each other? Yeah. Why aren't there flags? Oh, what's happening? Why are they hitting each other? That's not nice.
Keep a rag of chloroform in your pocket.
Jeez, yeah.
All right. So after spending the past 2 weeks in enemy territory, our Alouettes return to Percival Molson Memorial Stadium to take on the Edmonton Eskimos Monday, October 9th. Number one reason, Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah. At Thanksgiving.
Isn't that next month?
At Thanksgiving, fuck Canadian you. Thanksgiving. Instead of being glued to your screen, come and celebrate with the Alouettes and your entire family. You don't want to miss out on Grandma's turkey. We understand completely. We've taken necessary steps. Les Éveilleurs de Voilelle du Québec will be serving king-size turkey drumsticks at the tailgate.
Baby.
The Thanksgiving pack, which we got, available online or at the stadium's ticket office on game day, consists of four game tickets, four turkey drumsticks, and four sodas, starting at $33 per person. After the game, you can always go to Grandma's and pick up the leftovers.
Is there, we're getting the turkey leg at the tailgate?
At the tailgate or in the stadium.
Okay, cool. So we can eat it before.
I'm probably just going to get it in the stadium.
Okay.
Okay, number two, the TELUS Super Promotion. It's a free meal. We're not kidding. It's Thanksgiving, and it's also the TELUS game. To celebrate, our proud partner will be giving Thundersticks to 15,000 fans.
Thundersticks!
The perfect accessory to make some noise. Plus, if you are a TELUS client, which I am, you could receive up to $25 worth of food and beer delivered to your seat. To take advantage of this promotion, simply locate a TELUS agent at one of the entrances to the stadium, and it would be their pleasure to help you get signed up.
Ooh, I'm also a TELUS client.
Yeah. Number three, happy hour, because it's never too early. Two, and what if you're not a TELUS subscriber, and you still like to enjoy the full Alouettes experience? After devouring your turkey drumsticks at the tailgate, come have a drink in the area behind the west end zone. Two excellent cold beers for only $15. Ladies, some free advice is drink slowly while watching the guys warm up on the field. Number four, we're getting some new talent on the field. Okay, enough talk about food and drinks. If you watched last week's game against Calgary, I did. We got fucking destroyed. Notice that the Alouettes brain trust made some line changes. New players will be constantly put up to the test between now and the end of the season. Arcavis Reed and his coaching staff testing the waters in anticipation of next year. Check out, among others, TJ Graham, who wants to prove that he deserves a spot in the CFL, and offensive lineman Xavier Fulton, who has a strong background in football. Number five, the future is on display. During halftime, we're going to get to see a kids' football game. It'll be the Richelieu Pirates facing the La Prairie Diablos in the first half of the halftime. And then it'll be the St. Hubert Rebels against the Greenfield Park Packers. They'll be playing the other side. And they'll be getting coaching from the pros. So for those of you in Montreal who are listening, who aren't us two, plus the other two coming with us, why not go to the LOS game? There's still lots of great seats available.
And the weather looks better. There is now, instead of a 70%, there's only a 20% chance of rain.
And with Humidex, it'll be 30.
Oh, fuck.
Calgary news. Calgary Stampeders middle linebacker Alex Singleton has been named CFL's top player of the month for September.
Yeah.
It was a record-setting month for the second-year player out of Montana State, who twice in September was honored as CFL Player of the Week in the Labor Day Classic game against Edmonton. Singleton tied the franchise single-game record by recording 13 tackles, then recorded 11 tackles in each of the next two games he played, making him the first player in CFL history to record double digits in tackles in three consecutive contests. Calgary is taking it away yet again. And this is reflected in the CFL power rankings in association with Nissan Titan. Blech. First place, Stampeders. Second place, Blue Bombers. Third place, Rough Riders. Fourth place, Argos. Fifth place, Eskimos. Sixth place, moving up two spots, the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Seventh, moving down a spot, the BC Lions. Eighth, moving down a spot, the Red Blacks. And in the basement, the Alouettes, who lost 59-11 this past weekend. And with Nissan Power Rankings comes the CFL Easy Pick Standings coming into E16 with a perfect week remaining in first, Mr. Heavyset.
Glorious.
He currently has a total of 41 points.
I hate you so much.
Finally.
You know what? You're a piece of shit.
Oh, really? I'm a piece of shit? You think I'm a piece of shit. That's what you said. You're saying that you're serious. You're saying that I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You are such a piece of shit.
See, I had it right by saying you're a piece of shit.
No, yep. No.
You are such a piece of shit.
What about the rest?
That's it.
All right. In second place, I guess I'm going to get called into these. Me with 37 points.
You are such a piece of shit.
Whoa. Third place, we have Koinye West with 35. Fourth place.
You are such a piece.
No, I'm good.
Fourth place, we got Mr. Old School at 32.
Yeah. Glorious.
There we go. Coming in fifth, we have.
This is actually where he could play I'm a Piece of Shit.
Yeah. Fifth place, we have the Mayor with 31. Sixth place, we have Coolio at 27. Seventh place, who actually went 0-4 last week, we have the Nightmare X with 6. Games on the docket this week. Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the 3-10 Hamilton Tiger Cats facing the 10-3 at Winnipeg Blue Bombers. It's actually a week of East versus West. Winnipeg at this time is favored by 13.5 points. Let's start with our first place player, Mr. Heavyset.
Winnipeg.
I'm also taking Winnipeg. Old school.
Edmonton.
Okay, but Edmonton is playing Montreal on Monday.
Hey, hold on, Winnipeg and who?
Hamilton.
Hamilton, that's it. Right, sorry.
You're taking the Ticats?
Yep.
Okay. Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the 7-6 Saskatchewan Rough Riders facing the 7-7 Toronto Argonauts. The Argos are favored by 1.5. I'm going to take the Argos. Old school.
Edmonton.
Saskatchewan or Toronto?
Saskatchewan.
I'm going to punch you in the face on Monday. Heavyset.
The Argos.
Saturday at 7 p.m., we have the 5-9-1 Ottawa Red Blacks heading to the 6-7 BC Lions. The BC Lions are favored by 4.5. Mr. Old School, if you say Edmonton again, I'm going to make sure you don't get a turkey leg.
Let's go with the Lions.
Heavyset.
Edmonton.
I knew it. I knew he was going to fucking say it. I fucking knew it.
I'm going to go Red Blacks.
I'm actually going to take the Red Blacks as well. And finally, Edmonton. Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, the game that some of us will be attending, and I've mentioned, the 7-6 Edmonton Eskimos are coming in to face the 3-11 Montreal Alouettes. The Edmonton Eskimos are favored by 7.5. Old school, you take Edmonton?
Yeah.
Heavy set?
Eskimos.
I'm going to take the Owls because we're there, and we're going to bring them some good luck. Yeah. That's right.
I'm just going for the turkey leg.
We're awesome. we're probably going to get demolished.
I'm a little crestfallen, Carp, that you mentioned it was a beer, and then you, like, reneged on it. You talked about...
I didn't renege. I fucked up.
Yeah. And I so, like, error. I looked at the ticket. I'm like, soft drink? What the fuck is this?
Well, a soft drink will be good to rehydrate myself between the beers I'll be drinking.
Oh, that's true. Well, because I'm going to try to negotiate... the turkey leg off Charlie because she's a vegetarian.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to want a turkey leg.
So I'm going to offer fries. First I'm going to lowball her with a fry, and then if she refuses that, I'll buy her a beer. So we'll see if I can negotiate for a fry.
Sounds good. Good luck. So no emails, no Twitter. Let's wrap this bad boy up. Heavy Set, great most recent episode of Hanging with Heavy. Where else can we find you on the Trending Topics Network or the interwebs?
That's it, just Trending Topics Network. That's pretty much it. I mean, I have Wrestling Cheers available on many different places, you know, Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Find myself at HeavySet330. Find Hanging with Heavy at Hanging with Heavy and at Wrestling Cheers for Wrestling Cheers. Got an interesting episode coming up next week on Hanging with Heavy where I have a guest. First time since, like, March or April.
Hopefully it's a good guest.
Hopefully.
No, I heard he's a douche.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Speaking of douches, Mr. Old School.
Thanks. You can find me at STFU. It would be stfupodcast.com. Help support the show by clicking on the Amazon link for the USA, the UK, and Canada A. STFU
Boo.
Podcast. Check it out.
Ripping off Jericho.
I don't care.
Boo.
It sounds good. I totally admit it, and I totally use it.
All right.
Question though, where can I find you on Facebook?
It's a good question.
I can actually give you his exact address at work.
No, we're good. We're good. Okay, it's a close show.
As for myself, at Killer Carpe Diem. As for this show, at CFL Easy Picks on Twitter, CFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. If you got your CFL related questions, you can also listen to us on the Podbean app through the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Yet again, that is brand new as well. All Beer Inside will actually be out this weekend. I am 3/4 of a way edited the last episode. I've given a lot of shit to Old School because he does a lot of stupid shit, and I actually cut out a full segment, which was terrible.
Every time I do a segment on ABI, it lands up being an absolute fucking abortion.
Ends up.
Thank you. It ends up being an absolute fucking abortion. Like, and I have the best intentions when I start, and it just ruins the show every time. So note to self, never again.
I'm actually going to release that segment as a 0.25. So, as for that show, allbeerinside.com, at allbeerinside, allbeerinside@gmail.com. Quick preview for our next recording, Tournament of Death, horror movie edition. We're going to do the top 8 Saws, the top 8 Final Destinations, the top 8 Nightmare on Elm Street, the top 8 Friday the 13th, and see who survives to go one-on-one in our Tournament of Death.
I'm going to do the top 8 Saws, and the worst one, no matter what, is 5.
Wait, the worst movie or the worst that has the worst death? Okay. Because
the Saw worst movie of them. I like all of them, but I realized 5, like, the ending is shit.
Yeah.
Have like something attached to it. The 5th is just, oh, by the way.
It's stuff. Well, you got Jigsaw coming out at the end of the month. And we'll go from there. Speaking of Jigsaw, potentially Trending Topics TTN at the movies where everybody else does the work. Maybe there's another episode coming out soon. So you could give us all a listen there.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see how long it takes someone to produce it.
Yeah, exactly. And that'll do it for us here at CFL Easy Picks, year 2017, week 16. Have yourself a wonderful, happy Canadian Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Smartest, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, we got Keanu Reeves, But we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great wide north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor. All kidding aside, it takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. And you got a stronger armor down there. But men up here, we got stronger beer. Yeah, we got stronger beer. Whoa, we got stronger beer.
Yeah, we do, baby.
Do y'all really have stronger beer?